Time now for the 12:15 news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, Country Financial representative located on the square in West Salem. Partly cloudy skies outside the studio right now, with a high of 85 expected and minimal rain chances in the forecast. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The 2018 Sisney Reunion kicks off this evening, with opening ceremonies slated for 6:30 p.m. The theme for this year's reunion is There's No Place Like Home. Tonight's performances will begin at 7, as the Peyton Sisters and Dixie Melody Boys will bring their musical talents to the reunion. More news next.
A funeral service is a public way to express private emotions and a time to affirm all a loved one meant to our lives. Let us help you create a funeral ceremony that's an affirmation of life. We offer a full range of services to meet every need. Talk to our caring counselors. No matter which service you choose, you can always count on sensitivity, compassion, and respect.
Nails Funeral Homes in Fairfield and Albion.
Listen to what $1.79 will buy this week at John's Butcher Block in downtown Fairfield. Pork steak, $1.79 a pound. Country-style pork ribs, $1.79 a pound. Whole chickens, $1.79 a pound. And get an 8-piece cut-up chicken for just $1.79 a pound. And that delicious chicken salad, $5.99 a pound. And fresh and pure ground beef, $2.49 a pound. Through Saturday at John's Butcher Block, downtown Fairfield.
In other news, 31-year-old Fairfield resident Shania J. Buchanan was recently sentenced in Wayne County Circuit Court to the Offender Initiative Program for 24 months. She was sentenced to the program due to a count of deceptive practices. Should Buchanan complete the program successfully, she will not have a felony conviction on her record for the case. Buchanan was ordered to pay restitutions to Kincaid's Hardware in the amount of $208.85, $350 to Fairfield Gardens, and $29.16 to McGahey's Package Store. She was also ordered to pay $701.62 in fines and court costs. Western Wayne Water District has issued a boil order for the residents living in the town of Orchardville on County Road 13 from 700 North to 1750 North and 1740 North, 1730 North, and 250 East until further notice. The Fairfield Public School District Number 112 will hold a special Board of Education meeting tomorrow at the boardroom in Center Street School. The meeting will start at 6 p.m., and its only scheduled items deal with the resignation of the speech-language pathologist and the possible employment of a replacement in the same position. Dana Wilson was a guest on yesterday's episode of Morning Coffee, where she explained the origins of Fairfield spiffication.
Sarah Phillips, who has since moved on, came up with that. She and I kind of started this a few years ago because we saw things in the community that we could do as just residents here to just help out, whether it be picking up trash or planting flowers or doing things like that. So that's kind of how it got started, and it's just snowballed from there.
Wilson also expressed her desire for Fairfield to get a mural in the downtown area to improve the city's looks.
You know, I think what would be nice is to redo the mural. Well, there isn't a mural. There's some kind of painted on kind of a Trump Lloyd windows on that wall at Freedom Park. And it would be nice, since we have a paint out coming in town.
Yes.
We have a lot of very talented artists in town. Why can't we get a mural on that wall? Just something nice to look at and kind of pretty up the downtown.
8 former Illinois workers are suing Governor Bruce Rauner's administration, alleging they lost their jobs for political reasons. The State Journal Register has reported the workers were laid off from the Illinois Department of Transportation. The governor's administration last year said the layoffs were partly a case of, quote, cleaning up past hiring mistakes and personnel practices. The lawsuit filed in federal court Friday argues that the layoffs were part of a, quote, deliberate attempt to deprive the plaintiffs of their employment in retaliation for not being supporters of Governor Bruce Rauner and the Republican Party. The former employees are seeking their jobs back, as well as lost wages and benefits. The governor's administration did not respond to the newspaper's request for comment. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Corey Ristvet announces the ISP will conduct occupant restraint enforcement patrols in White, Hamilton, Saline, and Gallatin counties during August. The patrols will allow the ISP to focus on safety belt and child safety seat laws. Illinois law requires all vehicle passengers, front and back, to be buckled up. Safety belts are still one of the most effective safety devices in vehicles, estimated to save nearly 14,000 lives each year. Half of vehicle occupants killed in a traffic crash are not properly buckled up. The objective of this program is to increase occupant restraint compliance through education, child seat inspections, and enforcement. Corn progress is surging ahead, as we hear in the weekly crop report. Kim Howard has the story.
Crop statistician Mark Schleusener says 81% of corn has reached the dough stage.
21% of acres have reached the dent stage compared to 6% normally. The condition of the corn crop was rated as 4% very poor to poor, 15% fair, and 81% good to excellent, slightly better than 1 week ago.
95% of soybeans are blooming and 84% are setting pods. The condition of the soybean crop improved slightly to 75% in good to excellent condition. The third cutting of alfalfa hay is now 58% complete, and average statewide topsoil moisture dipped to 8% very short, 31% short, 59% adequate, and 2% surplus. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
And the adult education program of Frontier Community College recently received a grant from the Illinois State Library, a division of the Office of Secretary of State. The funds have been designated for adult literacy within the community. With the grant, the adult education program is now reaching out to the community for help with the Adult Volunteer Literacy Project, which provides assistance to those who want to improve their reading, math, writing, and language skills. Individuals within the community in need of literacy tutoring must be at least 17 years of age and not currently enrolled in school. They must also compute or comprehend below the ninth grade level on an approved pretest. Those interested in joining the Adult Volunteer Literacy Project would offer one-on-one tutoring for adult learners. After 12 hours of required training, tutors would be matched with adult students and provided all necessary information and support to assist the learner. Tutors will meet with the student on a scheduled basis throughout the community. That's the news. Area deaths next.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. After your nightly rituals of washing your face, brushing your teeth, you head to bed. Healthy habits indeed. But do you also practice good sleep hygiene? Dr. Lois Cron, a sleep disorder specialist at Mayo Clinic, explains.
Sleep hygiene, it's really talking about sleep lifestyle. What lifestyle choices can a person make that their sleep is as good as it could be?
Dr. Cron says you can improve your sleep hygiene by avoiding caffeine and heavy meals before bed. She says to try to go to sleep about the same time every night so your body gets used to a routine. Finally, minimize your exposure to light before bed. Turn off media 30 minutes to an hour before bed and skip the social media update when you settle in. Then make your room as dark and quiet as possible to help you fall asleep and stay asleep. About sleep hygiene, Dr. Cron says,
it's an odd term, but it really just meant to talk about what a person can control that improves the quality of their sleep.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Physician referrals are not required for any surgical consultation at General Surgeon Dr. Patrick Moult's office in Fairfield. Schedule an appointment to talk to Dr. Moult about gynecologic laparoscopic surgeries, including tubal sterilizations, hysterectomies, breast ultrasounds, biopsies, breast conservations, and total mastectomies. Medicare, Medicaid, most insurance plans, and charge cards are accepted at General Surgeon Dr. Patrick Moult's office in Fairfield.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 84. It's time to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 25,586, down 42. The NASDAQ is at 7,889, up 5. September crude oil is at $66.52. That is down $2.65. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
In Lakeland area deaths, 66-year-old Fairfield resident Beverly D. Johnson died at 9:15 a.m. on Monday as a result of a motor vehicle accident. Services are pending at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. 96-year-old Broughton resident Deward E. Dick Johnson died Monday at the Nature Trail Healthcare Center in Mount Vernon, Illinois. A retired pipe fitter, he was a member of the Hopewell Baptist Church in McLeansboro, as well as a former member of the American Legion, VFW, Elks, and Eagles. Dick Johnson is survived by two daughters, Linda Medley of Broughton and Sandra Sue Donahoe of Texaco, Illinois, three grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Dick Johnson will be held Thursday, tomorrow, at 10 a.m. at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be held today from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. He will be laid to rest in the Hickory Hill Cemetery near Broughton with graveside military honors performed by American Legion Post 106 of McLeansboro and a U.S. Navy honors team. The Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. 78-year-old John Richard Hicks died Saturday at his Mount Vernon home. John was recognized and awarded an Outstanding Service Award as a senior saint from the Mount Vernon Chamber of Commerce in 2011 for his lifelong dedication to his family, the community of Mount Vernon, and the United States of America. John Hicks is survived by his brother David of Charlotte, North Carolina, a nephew, a niece, and a cousin. He is also survived by his wife Judy, his son Rob Hicks of Dallas, Texas, his daughter Sarah Rush of Fairfield, and two grandchildren. A greeting of family and friends will be held today from 4 to 7 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Mount Vernon, Illinois, in memory of John Hicks. A memorial service will follow at 7 p.m., and interment will be held at Oakwood Cemetery. Memorials may be made in John's honor to angels on assignment. The Huey Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
And Jeff, right before we wrap up the news, just happened to receive an update in regards to the Beverly Johnson obituary. We just received the full obituary from Johnson Devon Funeral Home in Fairfield. Here is the full obituary. 66-year-old Beverly D. Johnson of Fairfield died at 9:15 a.m. on Monday, August 6th, as a result of a motor vehicle accident. She was a retired LPN and had worked for over 30 years at New Harmony Healthcare in New Harmony, Indiana. Beverly was born on April 5th, 1952 in Fairfield to Archie and Dorothy Meeks. She was married to Harold Johnson. Survivors include her husband Harold, one daughter, Carrie Wick of Fairfield, two sons, Joe Kirkendall of Bethalto, Illinois, and Jonathan Kirkendall of Fairfield, four grandchildren, and one sister, Karen Gregory of Golconda, Illinois. She was preceded in death by her parents. Funeral services for Beverly Johnson will be at 10 a.m. Friday, August 10th. At the Johnson Devon Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, August 9th. That is tomorrow at the funeral home. Memorials can be made to the Wayne County Humane Society and will be accepted at the Johnson Devon Funeral Home, which is in charge of the arrangements. The full obituary on Beverly Johnson can also be viewed on our website, WFIWradio.com, on our obituaries page.
What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and go home the same day? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to driving in 5 days? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to most normal activities in 2 weeks? With Asbury & Associates, you can. Dr. David Asbury is the most experienced surgeon in Southern Illinois performing robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. This state-of-the-art technology offers women many benefits over traditional surgery. This minimally invasive procedure requires only small incisions. You'll experience less pain and blood loss with fewer complications. Call Asbury & Associates to learn more about robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. 618-244-4800 or visit our website, asburyandassociates.com. Asbury & Associates, with 4 locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Asbury & Associates. 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits. WFIW-FM, 104.9 Fairfield area weather for today. Partly sunny skies. Today's high will be around 85. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. We're expecting a low of 62 and partly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high, 88. The outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, partly sunny skies on Friday. Friday's high will be around 88 with a low of 65. Scattered showers are possible on Saturday, a high of 85 and low of 65. Scattered showers on Sunday, a high of 82 and low of 60.